So actually, this lady ended up going on a trial that combines the best of both worlds, so to speak. We were talking about PD-L1 levels, et cetera. She goes on a trial of Telazopra and Avelumab.
Yeah. And so then I got an easy out with that one. Yeah. So I didn't have to make a decision. You know, there are a lot of studies ongoing right now looking at PARP inhibitors and IO combinations, not only in breast cancer, but in many different tumor types. I think really the hope is that potentially adding a PD-1 or PD-L1 inhibitor could help to sustain the durability of response. Because like we talked about earlier, you know, what we have right now in breast cancer is progression-free survivals on the order of 7 to 8.5 months. And so the question is, if we add a checkpoint inhibitor to a PARP inhibitor, can we potentially see an improvement in that durability and the length of response? And so I think that there are a number of studies ongoing. Topacio was a phase 2 trial that looked at niraparib pembrolizumab recently reported, but there are a number of others that are currently ongoing.
It's interesting, too, thinking about getting these two classes of drugs that are fairly new to us and trying to sort out side effects. What happened with this lady?
Overall, she's done really great. She remains on treatment. At her first reassessment, she had an objective response. I think probably a lot of that is being driven by the PARP inhibitor, just given the very high objective response rates we see with PARP inhibitor therapy in this kind of patient. She did have to be dose reduced for a grade 3 anemia, so from 1 milligram of talazoprib down to 0.75, and she continues to do really well.
And just doing that dose adjustment was all you needed to do in terms of the anemia?
Mm-hmm.
What about GI problems? You hear about that with PARP inhibitors. I don't know if it's more with olaparib, but did she have any GI problems, and what have you seen in terms of that?
Yeah, I think we definitely do see it, and we always warn the patients up front that nausea is possible. We give them antiemetics. What's really interesting about PARP inhibitors, and I think, you know, looking at multiple different drugs, it's a sort of similar phenomena. If the patient has nausea, it tends to be very early, and then it just self-resolves with time. I think the typical patient would report maybe some low-grade nausea for a week or two when they first start the drug that then dissipates. I've had a rare patient who has reported it up to 2 months, for the first 2 months, and then it resolves. So I think when patients get it, it's just very transient, and then typically they don't need any antiemetic therapy or anything moving forward.